Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it, a three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Now time for our Cyclone Insider on Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1. It is a busy, busy week for the one, John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
I am doing great. And this week, it's hard to believe already, the basketball season underway, but it was a big victory for Iowa State men's basketball. 110-74 over Mississippi Valley State, a team that was sort of unknown. I know they had a new head coach and things of that nature, but Iowa State really went out and took care of business there at home with a triple-digit final score for themselves.
Yeah, I think, obviously Iowa State is going to face much better teams, not only in the non-conference, but certainly once they get into Big 12 play. But, it's an opening game. It's a chance for those new guys to be seen for the first time by the coaching staff. With competition, with the lights on, the fans in the crowd, all those things that kind of matter. And I thought they all responded pretty well. I mean, I thought the new players played very, very well for Iowa State, so I was excited about that. Very, very encouraged by that first game.
Now the competition steps up. It's a Pac-12, Big 12 battle here on Saturday afternoon, and Oregon State, is not the powerhouse of the Pac-12, but obviously they present more of a challenge this Saturday. What do you expect to see out of Iowa State as they head into this one?
Well, this is a pretty decent Oregon State team, from what I understand. I think they picked upper half of the Pac-12. So I think Iowa State will be challenged on the road this week, and they're going to have to play well to get that win. It'll be a really good test, a good way to gauge yourself early in the season and find out where you truly stand.
Then the big game is on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Iowa State takes on Oklahoma, the football team obviously on a bye last week. Could the bye have come at a better time for Iowa State coming off a home loss against Oklahoma State?
I think it came at a really good time. I mean, just from the standpoint of recharging the batteries, and I think that's the most important thing that you can probably get out of a bye. I know you get 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent, but let's face it, Oklahoma had 2 weeks to prepare for Iowa State, too. But for the Cyclones, they had played 7 consecutive games on 7 consecutive weekends. And to get the chance now to just kind of, recharge, look at this final month of the season as a 4-game stretch where they can kind of reboot for that, very, very important, because I think, 95% of the time, Iowa State has played really, really good football this season. They've had a play here and a play there that have cost them a couple games, very close games. But I think they played an awful lot of good snaps of football.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oklahoma ranked 9th in the nation. Obviously, they take a hit because of that loss against Kansas State. They're 9-1. Iowa State is 5-3 on the season. If it came down to kind of one thing, John, in your mind, what would it be that Iowa State has to do in this game to give themselves a chance to win that game? Does it come down to Brock Purdy or maybe defensively?
Well, I think you can't just pick one thing when it's Oklahoma, especially in Norman. You're going to have to do well in a lot of different areas. Now, I think Iowa State's capable of playing very well in a lot of different areas. I mean, the bottom line is they're going to have to play great, period. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to play great football, and I think they're very capable of doing that.
As much of us have seen when we watch the games, it always seems like head coach Matt Campbell has his team prepared, so they'll be prepared for sure for this big battle at night with a 5 o'clock pregame show right here on Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1. 7 o'clock kickoff. You, John, will have the call. Have a good one on Saturday, all right?
Sounds great. I'd love to.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, John.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
Yep. Thank you.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1.